children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And I did not list what we were doing tonight because I have on a guest who I prefer to have uninterrupted other than by listeners' questions. So I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago that we were going to have on Dr. Catherine Caton talking about what happened to her husband, Greg. And so we're going to go through the entire story of how the FDA basically caused him to be kidnapped illegally and is holding him in the United States. So that's the short, dirty portion of it, and I will let her and her assistant explain. So welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you very much for letting us get this public.
Yeah, it's got to. You know, people have got to say stop this nonsense, you know. People need to stand up and say no.
Exactly.
So if you could, if you would just give, a brief bio of yourself and of Greg and your company so we know, you know, why all this stuff happened first, and then we'll go into what actually happened, okay?
Sure. Now, Greg did write an online book explaining everything about basically our case and about CanSema and the suppression of the escharotic herbs. Mm-hmm. And how they've been around for hundreds of years and have been curing cancer and all suppressed. And this is at www.metatopia.org. But we are known for our CanSema black topical sap, which mm-hmm. is as close to 100% cure for skin cancer as you can get. And we were, in the early 90s, we had formed Alpha Omega Labs, and on 95, got on the internet. In 2003, here comes the FDA, with guns drawn in all of our employees' faces, arrested Greg. And a long story short, there's a saying among prisoners, there's those who pled guilty and those who wish they had pled guilty. When you're dealing with the government, you just really don't have a lot of choice. So he pled guilty to introducing unapproved FDA drugs, which is, of course, nonsense because they're all herbal, natural products. Mm-hmm. But he was sentenced to 33 months, which he served. He had 3 years of supervised release, which he served a year and a half. We were coming back and forth to Ecuador on business, and plus we wanted to move here because here in Ecuador it's in their constitution that we, the people, will have access to natural medicine. It's mm-hmm. perfectly legal to manufacture and sell herbal products and tell what they do here in Ecuador. And mm-hmm. so you have a lot of doctors and practitioners here and moving here because of this freedom. And you don't have the fear of persecution and prosecution that you do in the United States. So we were trying to get the rest of his year and a half of his supervised release dismissed at a hearing in October of 2007 when we became aware that the FDA agent, John Armand, and a former employee of mine, Crystal Wesley, who embezzled over $20,000 from us during Greg's imprisonment, conspired to lie to the court that we were making the unapproved FDA drugs, which would have immediately got Greg back in jail. So at that point, we were just fearful for our safety. So we never went back. We did not go to that hearing to get the rest of his time dismissed because we don't have any faith in the justice system, number one, and we just really feared for our safety. So we didn't go back because of the rogue FDA agent, John Armand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just reopened Alpha Omega Lab legally here in Ecuador in the summer of 2008. Well, November of 2008, they illegally tried, the FDA illegally tried to kidnap Greg and ended up getting one of our friends and questioning him for over an hour, where is Greg Caton? But anyway, they did not get him at that time, and then we were safe here, or we thought we were safe, until December of this year, in which he was illegally arrested here in Ecuador, and then illegally deported and flown out of here on December the 11th. And we had an Ecuadorian judge at the airport with the paperwork saying that Greg was not to leave the country, and he had two Ecuadorian policemen escorting Greg on an American Airlines flight, saying that it was their job to take Greg back to the U.S. And the two Ecuadorian policemen were totally ignoring the Ecuadorian judge's orders. So he was flown to Miami, where he was held recently, and then he was moved to Louisiana, to where the original arrest took place. And his sentencing hearing is on March 17th for violating his supervised release.
Which he didn't do.
Which he didn't do.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting, too, in that Louisiana has a completely different court system than the rest of the United States.
Yes.
And so they can get away with a whole lot of things that they can't get away with in all the other states. And it's basically a good old boy network.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very interesting. Boy. And now, where was your business? Was it in Louisiana? Or is that just where they arrested him?
No, we were in Louisiana, yes. And that's where their arrest took place.
Yeah, that's a problem. And I'm, you know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, so I don't know, you know, really how to respond to that, other than that I had someone who had wanted to hire me for this intense job, big corporate thing years ago, and they made me sign papers for Louisiana, and I went, what the hell is this? And it was all about how different the court system was, and I went, oh, this does not sound good.
Yeah.
And basically they could have, you know, gone back completely on their agreement, and I wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. So, yeah, that's, note to future business owners, don't do it in Louisiana. Unless you're good friends with Steven Seagal or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. So this is a total nightmare. And
well, and one interesting thing that I've never been able to get a good answer from is our former partner and our former distributor teamed up together in Montana. It's Rising Sun Health or bloodrootproducts.com, and after Greg was arrested, continued to claim that they were selling the CanSema products. And I complained to the FDA for over 2 years, why is my husband in jail when our former distributor is open and claiming to do the exact same thing we were doing? And he even went as far as to, we had like 125 testimonials posted on our website. and he went through and where it said CanSEMA, and he put what he was calling CanSEMA, BLA-CanSEMA, Blah CanSEMA, and then where it had Alpha Mega Labs, he put Rising Sun Health. But everything else was our testimonials. He just changed the name CanSEMA to Blah CanSEMA and Alpha Mega Labs to Rising Sun Health.
Well, and, you've got a good basis for a lawsuit right there.
And I think they did send him a warning letter to take his testimonials down in, I think, 2006 or something like that. But he even made more medical claims than we ever even dreamed of. And we reopened in Ecuador legally in the summer of 2008. And I think in August of 2008, he totally rechanged his website. But the FDA to this day has done absolutely nothing to close him down for doing or claiming to do the exact same thing that we did, except his products, don't work. And, you know, of course ours did. You know, people would, order from Toby McAdams and they would call us, you know, this product isn't working. When are you going to be able to reopen? And, you know, it was just heartbreaking. We literally have received hundreds of complaints from people ordering from Toby McAdams. He would either charge their credit card, not send any product out, or they would want a refund, never get a refund, receive the product, and it didn't work.
Man. Ay, ay, ay.
A corrupt system.
Yeah, well, we know the system's corrupt. You know, first of all, you know, if anybody really thinks that the FDA is there to help them, let me educate them right now. First of all, the FDA is in bed with Big Pharma. They call the pharmaceutical companies their clients. Now, if you don't know anything about the FDA is supposedly there to protect the public. Nothing could be farther from the truth. They have continually suppressed any kind of cures. And, you know, in the old days, what they would do is they would say, you know, sell us your stuff or we're going to, you know, get you out of the picture. And they would just kill people. So there are countless numbers of people who have been killed, have been burned out, have been maimed. I mean, all this stuff has been going on for years. And so they've gotten a little bit less overt about those kinds of things now, mainly because, you know, the legal system is so corrupt that it's pretty easy to get somebody. And, you know, while we still have freedom of speech, it's really, really important that people start to take a stand against these people. You know, these are the same people. The FDA has approved aspartame, of which 79% of all complaints to the FDA are about aspartame. It's a known problem if you heat it, and it was approved for use in baked goods. And let's see. Now, the main companies that own that are Monsanto, PepsiCo. I forgot what the other. Anyway, I've forgotten all the companies, but they're all in bed together. So now, how can that kind of stuff happen when they have scads of tests about this stuff? That they know that it not only doesn't work, but it also is completely detrimental to put into the human body, and yet they approve it. And anything that can cure cancer or even make somebody feel better, you can't say a thing about that. And, in fact, they don't want you to produce it because they will come and grab you and jail you.
Absolutely.
This is bullshit. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's pure and simple. That's what it is. If that offended anybody's ears, I apologize for your delicate little ears. But, you know, sometimes you got to say some things just the way they are. And this kind of stuff has got to stop. That means every single person that hears this needs to know within themselves that if they don't stand up and say no to this kind of nonsense, Lord help you, because it's just going to get worse and worse. So
it's
really important that people, first of all, understand that this kind of stuff is going on And this is why I wanted to have Catherine come on, listeners, and you know, let you know what was going on with this story, because this is a complete malfeasance case, really, against the FDA and all of their minions. It's corrupt policemen in Ecuador who ignored the order of the judge. It's the arrogance of the FDA to just waltz in and grab this guy and walk off with him and thumb their noses at Catherine and at the business, and it's complete miscarriage of justice to allow this other guy to be operating. So, you know, that'd be the only reason they're letting him operate is because of his informant capability. So he went and gave them like crap, and they said, hey, you've got carte blanche to do whatever you want. So he's raking in the cash while people are not being helped by the product. And, you know, I mean, luckily, most of the basal cell carcinomas that you're going to use a black salve for, those are really slow growing. Mm-hmm. Unless you've got other things going on. And let me just real quick let the listeners know, I had a patient that died of stage 4 melanoma of the liver. He started with a basal cell carcinoma on his nose. He had an HMO, so they would not give him a referral to a dermatologist. After 2 years, he finally paid his own money, cash, to go to the dermatologist, who then took the basal cell carcinoma off his nose. And by the way, the black salve product would have eaten that out of there and replaced it with clean skin in what would you say, a couple weeks? A month maybe? Yeah.
2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. And it goes and it takes every single cancer cell that's in there. Now, black salve has been around for a long time. This is not something new. However, you want something that's going to work very effectively and be less painful, because it is pretty painful. But anyway, because it eats down through your skin and your nerves and everything else, but it only eats the cancer, which is really interesting stuff. So anyway, my patient ended up with stage 4 melanoma of the liver because they had him on methotrexate, which is given for arthritis. It's chemotherapy, but it was given for arthritis, and he really didn't have the arthritis they were giving the stuff to him for. So, you know, cutting to the chase of, you know, bad went to worse. He ended up with a melanoma of the liver, which had been held at a level that nobody noticed for 8 years until he decided to come off the methotrexate. And within a month, he was having the symptoms, and I sent him in, you know, for all the tests and said, well, you know, I don't care if they think I'm crazy. Go in and start screaming and hollering. You get these tests right away, because the HMO is going to make him wait six months. I said, no, go to the emergency room. You got to go to the emergency room now, and you demand this, 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 and this. So he did, and he called me back a week later, and he said, well, it's not what we, you know, what we thought might be easy. And I said, oh, my God. And so he lasted for another 7 months, and then he passed on. But this is what's out there for people. The only reason he lasted The only reason he lasted 7 months is because I was doing everything I could to try to keep this guy alive. The problem was he was too far advanced, and this did not have to happen, you know?
No.
And he could have just taken a little bit of black salve. And, of course, this happened 8 years before I met the guy, 10 years, including the 2 years that, you know, that this was going on, that they wouldn't do anything. But normally, you know, a basal cell carcinoma is, even though it's cancer, you know, it's the little skin cancer things you get on your ears and the top of a bald head and on your nose and on your cheeks and stuff. It's the stuff that you get from prolonged exposure to sun or whatever. You know, it's actually cosmic radiation that hits your cells and turns them into cancer cells. So it's very, very slow growing. But you got to do something about it. And you can take a little bit of this black salve and put it on. And, I mean, I've seen it eat away somebody's nose, the entire nose, poof, gone. You know, the poor guy was, like, blinded by pain for a couple of days. But his nose came back. Perfect. Better than my nose, by the way, because I went into a plastic surgeon who dug a big divot out of the end of my nose, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't take any chemotherapy or anything, but you know, he dug that one out of my nose, and man, I'll tell you what, it's mind numbing. It hurts. But, you know, I could have just gone, you know, with the black salve, and it would have been a smarter thing to do, and I wouldn't have had a scar on my nose, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had too many years, as, you know, in allopathic medicine, I guess. But, you know, this is the travesty that's going on out there. The cures, they don't want you to get.
Exactly.
You know, they want to jail or get rid of anybody who's got anything that could actually cure somebody because it's cheap. And you can't patent a natural medicine. That's why you don't have the big pharma going out there and doing it. That's exactly why, because they can't make their billions of dollars on it. They don't care if what they make is going to kill you. And
exactly.
I mean, if you really want to get horrified sometime, I'll have a show on Premarin, you know, artificial estrogen.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, they take horse pee, and they make 200 unrecognized metabolites that have never been in a human body before. They proved that it causes cancer, and yet now they want to turn around and say all estrogen causes cancer, which is ridiculous. So this is the kind of stuff that's out there, people.
I know.
You know, and everybody just sits there and goes, well, they must know what they're doing. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. The population control.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so this is pretty bad stuff. So, you know, I just get outraged at this kind of stuff. Okay, so they grabbed him, and this other guy is obviously operating under their purview because, you know,
they
think that's great, you know, that they could actually grab Greg, which is what they wanted. They don't want this other guy. He doesn't have a product that works.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these kind of people have to be brought to justice somehow. You know, and I don't know what the answer is. I read a book once that I thought was great. It's called Unintended Consequences by John Ross. And it was really interesting. It's all about, it's a novel, but it's all about what people do when they finally get fed up. And it's not about it, the FDA. It's actually about the IRS and, you know, abuse of the system and things like that. But I was like, oh, my God, that was a great book. So, you know, I fear that, you know, things may come to that if people don't stand up and stop this kind of nonsense now. So, before we sign off on this tonight, I mean, we still got a half an hour to go, but if I get too excited and forget, Catherine, please remind me to give you the time to tell people what they can do to help you and themselves. Okay?
I need help, but how to help. I mean, that's what we need to all come up with is how do we stop the corruption?
Well, we have to do it. Instead of looking at the big picture, you know, at how overwhelming it is, what we need to do is do everything that we can that's within our ability to do. Because if you look at the whole thing, it's too much. I mean, this has all been planned for millennia.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not something that one person's going to stop just because they're mad. It's like, no, everybody has to do everything that they can. And, you know,
Congress is bought and paid for. The media is bought and paid for. It's just like went right after Greg was originally arrested in 2003. We received, just hundreds of phone calls of hysterical people. What are we going to do? Your product is curing my cancer. But one of the phone calls was from a lady who our product had cured from breast cancer, and she had tried to get her story on the Oprah Winfrey Show and was told we cannot air your story because we're supported by the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to... Oprah Winfrey is one of the most powerful, wealthy, influential women in the world, and here she won't air stories of people that have naturally cured themselves because she's supported by the pharmaceutical companies.
Right, and see, that kind of crap has to stop. That's chicken shit behavior, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really. And, you know, I mean, doesn't she have enough money? I mean, come on.
Really? Really?
You know, I mean, it gets to be ridiculous. And you know, I mean, I really don't want to come off as judgmental against her. I like her, but I don't like this kind of behavior. It's like everybody's passing the buck and saying, oh, no, we can't do that because, you know, so-and-so won't like it. Well, you know, mm-hmm. all of this, you know, good old boy, buddy-buddy type stuff has to stop. The truth has to come out. And I laugh my butt off now every time something else gets exposed where somebody's been, you know, trying to hide their illegal doings and things, and it's all coming out now. Thank you to Pluto, the non-planet, for the influence in the astrology, because it's really bringing all this stuff out now. They can't hide anymore. So now's our time. Now's our time to start talking out while we still can.
Well, somebody kept on telling me 2010 is the year that the truth is going to really start coming out, and I sure hope so for all of our sakes.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you one thing that we can do. What we can do is we can keep getting on shows like this one. We can write, and I'm a writer, by the way, and so I have just written something about FDA abuse, and it'll be, you know, posted soon. But, you know, just write little articles. You know, people can write like a 400-word article and get it posted, like on ezinearticles.com, on articleavenue.com, on articlebait.com, you know, all those things like that, because that gets it out on the web. And so it's going to get seen by multi-millions of people. So what I would suggest is that you have each person who's given you a testimonial, have them write an article. And if they're not good writers, ask them to go find somebody who is a good writer who will write their story. And, you know, it's got to be like at least 400 words usually, but it can go longer than that. Because what happens on those things is people that are looking for fillers for newspapers and magazines and for their newsletters and all that kind of stuff, they're looking for content that they don't have to write. And so they will just type in a phrase, you know, like cure for cancer, cure for skin cancer, you know, whatever. All they have to do is type that in, and those articles will start popping up. The other thing is YouTube. You know, make sure that the story is out there on YouTube. Lots of little YouTube videos. Okay? So that's going to get the groundswell going, because you have to get the people informed that this is going on. And the way to do it is grassroots. You know, with our grassroots participation, we have stopped the Codex Alimentarius several times that they tried to pull in. I think they finally succeeded. I can't remember now. But they have tried to do all these kinds of things, and the only thing that stops them is when the public gets outraged and says no. And then they kind of back off for a few years, and then they try to slide it in with something else.
Yeah.
So we have to stay vigilant.
Yes.
So those are my suggestions, you know, for doing that. Okay, now let's get back to the story. So,
okay. Now I do have our assistant Juan Chavez here, who was through, he can explain through the Ecuadorian law how corrupt and illegal everything that happened here happened.
Okay, great.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is Juan Chavez.
Hi, Juan.
Hi, how you doing? Good evening.
Good, good,
well,
very good.
Well, for me,
thank
it's evening
you.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's evening for
how
me,
you doing?
Too. Well, thank you for coming on to explain all this. So please proceed.
I get a phone call from Catherine the 2nd of December. Basically, here in Cuenca, I'm in Guayaquil, two different cities.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Catherine's, she was a little bit besides herself, and she's explaining to me that Greg's getting arrested. And originally, I didn't understand why he was getting arrested. He has a residency. He has the equivalent of a national ID. Foreigners have to have a census. I mean, all his documentation was in order, so I did not understand why he was being arrested. And basically they just took him, and Catherine was trying to explain to me what was going on. At some point, Greg borrowed one of the cops' cell phones and called me and said that they were going to transfer him to Guayaquil.
Mm-hmm.
This happened the 2nd. Greg did not get to Guayaquil till the next day, the 3rd. And we discovered that basically he had a arrest warrant issued by the first district judge of the state of Guayas. Basically, it was an order to deport him. And the chief of police had filed a request to deport Greg on the grounds that his visa was obtained illegally. And which was not the case. Greg had an investor's visa. It was obtained legally. So he had the judge basically gave him, Greg, liberty. Well, basically the first district judge reviewed Greg's case and released him. However, he was physically not released because he was pending a deportation hearing. And so we made our case to the chief of police, which is the Intendencia, and the chief of police illegally revoked Greg's visa. The basis on which they based their deportation is the fact that Greg had a red alert on the Interpol. And if you do, in fact, go on the Interpol and look up Greg Hayden, you will find a red alert. There's three kinds of alert in the Interpol. A green one, which basically means locate him. Orange ones, which means basically follow him. And a red one means arrest him on spot. Greg did, in fact, have a red alert on the Interpol. However, at the time he got his visa, he did not have a red alert on the Interpol.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have any problems in the U.S. In fact, the judge knew he was in Ecuador. He was doing his supervised release from Ecuador. So he got all his paperwork legally. A visa cannot be revoked. Once it's issued, it cannot be revoked unless he, A, commits a crime locally, or B, the U.S. formally requests their citizen back.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. State Department, through their consulate and their embassy, never did that. Mm-hmm. They never did. Greg had a deportation hearing on the 7th. He was not released, even though there was a, even though he had already obtained his liberty. He was not released, and basically, the chief of police basically ordered his deportation. We made an appeal to the 8th district judge that same day, and a hearing was set for the 10th. We basically followed a lot of legal arguments. From a legal point of view, Greg should have been read his charges in his original language. There was no authorized translator when he was arrested. Greg should have been tried in the district in which he lives. He lives in the province of Azuay. So what is he doing being transported to a province, you know, close to the coast? I don't know. Greg visa was revoked on what grounds? He did not break any laws, and the country did not, the U.S. And I would like to stress that the U.S. never requested Greg. They never did. There was never a hearing where U.S. State Department officials showed up and basically requested Greg. It never happened.
So this is a real kidnapping. Well,
yes. What I can say is that at all of Greg's hearings, he had different hearings. He had the chief of police hearing, then he had the 8th district hearing, and then he had the 10th. At all of these hearings, a gentleman, I think he was from the U.S. consulate office, was there at all times. In fact, when I did see Greg, Greg mentioned, he gave him paperwork saying that basically his passport had been revoked. So I'm assuming he's from the State Department. However, since he was not on official, since he was not there in an official capacity, he was not required to show his badge. So he could have been from Homeland Security. I have no idea from what agency he was with. The final appeal which we made was, I think, set for the, hold on, let me look at my calendar here, because there's, yeah, he had a hearing on the 14th. Yet, on the 11th, I get a phone call early in the morning, by Catherine, like somewhere around 8:35, saying that Greg had called her that he was getting deported. So, and he was at the airport. So what I did was I immediately called the attorney, and basically we came up with our latest appeals, and we brought all the legal paperwork, and we showed up at the airport. And basically we told immigration, because immigration is at the airport at all times, we told immigration that Greg cannot leave the country, because how can he leave the country if he has a legal hearing here in Ecuador, the 14th. And basically there was a gentleman who I think was a U.S. consulate attaché that basically took him past security. And at that point, the cops at the airport said that they couldn't do anything. Which was complete BS, because, you know, he couldn't leave the country if he had a hearing on the 14th.
Right.
You know, how can you leave a country without meeting whatever pending legal obligations you have in the country?
You know, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know what all the legal ramifications of these things are. But as you're telling me this story, I am thinking that maybe one of the things that could help would be to get the word out there enough to get donations for his legal fund and go in and personally sue the person or persons who kidnapped him and bring them to justice, and just keep going up the line until you get everybody. Because right now they are using taxpayer money and drug company money to perform illegal actions, and this is unacceptable.
Well, what's more unacceptable is that basically a lot of cops here locally were co-opted, and when we showed the proper paperwork, which was legally certified, saying that Greg could not leave the airplane, the cops basically told us, well, he's already on the airplane, we can't really do anything. So in an act of desperation, we called the judge. The judge, which he was supposed to see the 14th. First, his delegate showed up. Then the judge himself showed up. And basically, they tried to speak to the control tower. We tried to speak to American Airlines. And basically, their attitude was, well, he's on the airplane, and there's really not much we can do about it.
Sounds to me like they're going after healers as terrorists now.
Apparently so, and then we just found out a piece of information, which is like a recent development. When we went to the airport, we insisted that all airports where there's immigration police, they keep a logbook. The logbook has to say all the events that occurred or transpired. We insisted that day to a lieutenant who I do not recall his name at the top of my head. And we ask him to write down everything that happened in a logbook. When we have a press conference here in Ecuador tomorrow. So Catherine calls me on Monday and says, well, I need that paperwork you promised me on Friday. So I said, okay, I'm going to call the lawyer and tell him to get me that paperwork from the cops. Now the cops are saying that basically the log was never written.
Convenient.
And, yeah, and now we're basically filing the Ecuadorian equivalent of a FOIFA, which is Freedom of Information Act, to basically get the paperwork. Because how can a person be deported and be transported by Ecuadorian officials? Because he was not, there was no U.S. officials involved in this operation.
Mm.
No, nobody from State Department. It was all done by local police. There was a Captain Reyes, who I recall vividly. He was the attaché to the U.S. Consulate here in Guayaquil. And in fact, Greg emailed me, and Greg told me himself that when he was handed over to the officials at the Miami airport, Captain Reyes admitted that basically the U.S. paid him to bring fugitives back. I don't know how much the reward is. But, you know, if it's a couple of $1,000s, that's like several years' worth of salaries to these folks.
Well, that's enough to get somebody to cooperate with that kind of illegal action.
Right. So right now we're trying to find the log that basically says Greg, because when we went to the cops, basically, well, they were aware that Greg got deported on that day, but there's no paperwork ever saying that he got deported. So it's kind of weird.
Cover up. I smell cover up.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, see, this kind of stuff has to stop. One of the things that we can do as citizens of the universe is to make sure that the people that do these things are well known.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it. We state their names. You know, we do everything we can to get the truth out there. Because really the year for the truth is, well, it is starting this year. It started a little bit early. It actually started last year. But I mean, the truth is coming out more and more, and the bad guys can't stop it. They can't. Because it will not be stopped. You know, this is far beyond anything that they can do. So I think it's really important to make people aware of the people that are doing these kinds of things so that they can't do them anymore. And the very fact that this happened against all legalities, including legalities in the courts of the United States, this is a travesty. This is a broken legal system, and this is Big Pharma in bed with the FDA trying to suppress something that could actually help people. And people, I'm going to tell you, if you don't stand up and do what you can now, it's soon going to be too late for everybody. So please take this very seriously. You're going to hear more and more stories like this because there's a bunch of us, myself included, that are mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. Just like in that movie Network, you know? And we're going to start screaming out the windows and pounding down the doors of these places where they plot these things. So,
yeah,
boy. Unbelievable. So then what happens? So I know for a while Catherine didn't know where he was being held.
I knew where he was being held because I used to see him constantly.
Uh-huh.
After he got to Miami, I have no idea where he went. But, you know, I used to bring him food and fruits and writing. I mean, I knew where he was being held locally.
Mm-hmm.
Once he got to Miami, I have no idea where they placed him. They could have probably put them in downtown or Metro Zoo. I have no idea, but I knew where he was being detained locally, and I would see him on a regular basis, and I would talk to him, and honestly speaking, because of the massive irregularities that went on in Greg's case, I did not think he was going to get deported.
Well, when he talked.
But you know what? I don't think it had anything to do with money.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I spoke in private conversation with Catherine. She believes that's the way it is. And the reason why I say it had nothing to do with money is because all it took is for that one gentleman from I don't know which department to show up, and everybody's feet would just get cold. You know, and everybody knew he was a U.S. official. You understand? Everybody knew he was a U.S. official. And for some reason, you know, I don't know if it had anything to do with money, but I think that because the American dream is sold to such a degree that basically you don't really have to offer anybody money. You just basically say, well, you know, you have a nephew that's leaving here illegally. Well, we'll give him a permanent residency or a green card, or, you know, which costs a fortune here to get.
Well, so it's the equivalent of money.
So it's the equivalent of money.
Yeah. Just as good.
So
no taxes. Seriously. Oh, my God. Well, these people have to be found out all the way, you know, and I'm calling for people to get their acts together on this and do whatever you can, you know, whether that's sending money to help.
We're trying to do things here locally to get everybody's attention on this issue. So far, I'm hopeful because Greg hasn't been added any more charges.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the guidelines, federal guidelines, Greg shouldn't get more than a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful that will happen because he hasn't been added any true charges. But, you know, it's, I know the federal system is a little bit more devious than people give it credit for, so, they could add charges tomorrow. Or a week before March 23rd. I mean, I don't know what's possible at this point.
Well, anything's possible when the government and the court systems and when they are corrupt, and then you've got corrupt people that will carry out their bidding. Anything's possible. That's the problem. You know, when people are not when they are not behaving with honor and honesty, then the sky's the limit. You know, they will pull every underhanded thing that they can and then congratulate themselves.
It's looking that way.
Yeah. This is why I'm saying the only way that you stop people like that is you either have to have a show of force, like, you know, Delta Squad would be good, you know, go after these people and, you know, explain the facts of life to them. You know, or you have to expose them, you know, pull away the rocks that they're hiding under, let people know exactly what they're doing so that they can't do it anymore. And, you know, face up to them and just say, no, you know, this is crap. You know, I mean, it's time for Americans to stand up and realize that America's been sold, you know, and we were all sold into slavery and we didn't even know it. You know, and, you know, for myself, I'm going, oh, hell no. You know, you lied to me and cheated me all my life. And, you know, now that I know that, am I going to cooperate? Hell no. You know, I am not going to cooperate. I will not go quietly. And, you know, they get enough people doing that, and they're going to have to rethink how they're doing business. You know, and when you consider that you have so many in our houses of governance of people that are supposed to be representing us.
I understand where you're coming from. However, giving the non-reactiveness of the American populace in general, it just seems like we're no longer dealing with people but sheep. And so,
well, that's what they're counting on. But that's why you guys need to contact Alex.
I really hope at some point people wake up. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go to the rabble rousers, you know. And so, if you haven't notified Alex Jones with what's going on, are you familiar with him?
Alex Jones.
Yeah, prisonplanet.com.
Yeah, we Catherine, tell me he's notified him. Hold on.
Yeah.
Mike Adams of Natural News posted his article on InfoWars, and Alex Jones had
good.
His posted, but I would love to be on his show.
Well,
everything that happened, it reads like a novel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just craziness.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, there's an idea.
Yeah.
You know, write it like a novel.
Yeah.
Or write it as a true story and, you know, get it out there and get it published.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, really the best thing that you can do is really get the truth out there and get it out there as far and as fast as you can.
Well, you know, shows like this is, you know, like you say, it's helping.
Yeah, that's what it takes, because you got to get the rabble roused enough that they'll put down that bag of Cheetos and the beer and turn off the TV and, you know, and haul the carcass up out of the lazy chair and, you know, make some phone calls, write some letters, do whatever's necessary. You know, but they got to start making a noise. And, you know, one thing that disturbs me is that, you know, so many people are repeating the same mistakes that the Germans made. You know?
Yeah.
It was okay.
You're all right.
It was somebody else. Yeah. It was all somebody else. And then all of a sudden they were in the grip of Nazism and wondering what happened.
Exactly.
And America's in the same state right now. So I've started spelling America with a K.
Yeah.
You know? This is not the America that I know.
Exactly.
And this is just unbelievable evil that's going on. It's got to be stopped, and it's going to take every one of us standing up and, you know, being willing to give up stuff. And the thing is, people here don't seem to realize, you know, they're all moaning about the recession and the depression, and they're losing their houses and everything else. It's like, well, you know, look at what the predictions have been for a long time, you know. Pretty soon you're going to be begging for more security. You're going to be begging for food. In order to get the food, you're going to take the mark of the beast. It's like, it's coming, people. Wake up.
It's there. Here and now. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
it's there.
What are people going to do when the dollar is devalued?
Yeah, and I mean, it's really going. They're already talking about it earnestly. They've started talking about the New World Order. Obama has been talking about it also, and I mean, they're moving it out there. They are so blatant about this now because they think they can't fail. And unless everybody stands up to be counted, they're right. So the thing is, everybody's got to get out there, and they've got to start shaking their fists and saying no, and this is untenable, this is unacceptable, and you know, everybody that's perpetrating this kind of crap needs to go.
Exactly.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, we should kick out everybody that's in the legal system that's doing this stuff. Everybody in Congress, kick them all out. Start over again. Clean the slate.
I think there's a movement to do that. Somebody told me about that.
Good.
Get everybody out of Congress. There is a movement.
Yeah, there should be, because, you know, they've got to change the way they're doing things. You cannot pay someone to go in a position like this, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they get, and allow them to take kickbacks from all these companies. You can't do that and have an honorable system.
That's correct.
You know, people should be willing to serve for a year or two, wherever it's going to take, for free. And I'll volunteer. I'll go serve. I have a rational mind.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap about notoriety or anything else, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what
that's
is right?
That's the truth.
Yeah, just the truth. You know, none of this, you know, hey, I'll wash your back if you wash mine and all this kind of crap and business as usual. We cannot operate that way anymore.
No.
You know, that's what's led to all this kind of crap. You know, and I remember when I first was in med school, and in Arizona we have a really strong naturopathic licensing law. And I remember talking with the guys that basically preserved our law so that we have the widest scope of practice here. And they said, well, you know how we did it, because, you know, the MDs wanted to close us down. And I said, no, how'd you do it? And they said, well, it's politics as usual. I said, what do you mean? They said, we hired a prostitute and kept the one guy with the deciding vote busy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how they do business.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to get into politics. I said, I do not want to get into politics because I don't want to operate that way. And, you know, I think that, you know, things have to change on a grand scale. And you know what, people, we have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for us. You can't sit back any longer. You know, life as usual is not going to be the way that it was ever again. So give it up, you know, forget it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give up a lot of stuff, more if the New World Order gets their way. And they are now putting more and more taxes on everything. And I think they have now taxed everything about at least 300%. That's why people can't get ahead.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you can't go past 100%, right? But they're taxing you 300%. That is flipping ridiculous. So, you know, people are going to have to do something. That's all there is to it.
Please.
So, boy. Anyway, go ahead and what was I going to have you talk about? I got all the sorry.
That's great.
But go ahead and give your information about your websites, how to contact you, and
our website is www.altcancer.com, altcancer.com, or herbhealers.com, and it's Alpha Omega Labs. And we are here legally operating in Ecuador, and we ship worldwide.
Yeah, and people, honestly, if there's anything that you can do to help, whether by donation or passing on the information about their products or doing something, you know, at the grassroots level, if you know anybody that can help, if you know any attorneys, if you know any judges, if you know anyone who is not corrupt in those areas, policemen, FBI, you know, CIA, anybody, well,
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I laughed because I was married to Mr. CIA, you know, and their world is deception and subterfuge. Of course, they're all patriots, though. You know, that's the thing. They are patriots. So basically, you know, find the good people. Find the people who live the code of the heart and who speak truth and love. Find those people who may be willing to help. And please send them Catherine's way. And,
you.
You know, you're welcome. And if you can't do anything else, please pray.
That's the most important. Please.
Yeah, please.
Send us love and light.
Absolutely. And please do, you know, keep Greg and Catherine in your prayers. And please keep joy in your heart. You know, don't give in to the fear. I mean, this is why we came to the planet. We came here for this fight.
Yes.
You know, we came here to kick down doors, take names, and eradicate the cockroaches from the dark recesses of their comfy little places. It's time. Let's do it.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Can you see
Thank
my
you.
Cape fluttering in the wind here? Da, 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 da.
Yes.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, I've been waiting a lifetime for all these circumstances to come together to get busy.
Yeah, and now it's happening.
It's happening. So let's do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, and Catherine, you are welcome on the show for another update. Let me know when you've got more information or
exactly.
If you want to get on. Yeah, just email me, and let me know. Because if it's a short update, I'll give you 15 minutes at the end of the show. If it's a long one, we'll do another hour. But, just give me enough time to schedule. Okay?
Thank you so very much. And may the blessings be.
Absolutely. May the blessings be.
And Juan also says thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Juan, for giving us the details of all this horrifying stuff.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for being on, and we'll keep in touch so we know what's going
okay.
on there. And
Absolutely.
And do some videos, Start cranking out
okay.
those videos. Get people with testimonial videos. Also email them to, email me the link, and I'll start putting them on my websites. Because
okay.
if nothing else, those of us that have websites can go ahead and start posting these videos all over the place. They can shut down a few people, but, eventually they're going to run out of people that have the time to find all the websites where these videos are.
Okay.
We'll overwhelm
yeah.
them with sheer numbers.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Okay. Thanks
okay.
again for being on. Okay, listeners, thank you for listening. You're so welcome. Thank you for listening, and... as I stood up on my soapbox a few times. And you know what? I haven't raised the rabble in a while, so that was good. So anyway, thanks for listening. And we have been speaking with Dr. Catherine Caton and talking about her husband, Greg, who was illegally kidnapped and through the instructions of the FDA and brought up on... bogus charges brought back to the United States. He was doing nothing illegal. So we've been speaking with her about that, about the situation of what's going on, and also with their assistant Juan about the details. And we will have further updates as they come along. And our show has been brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Hydrame Skin Nutrition. That's HYDRAME.com. All natural. All organic skin care, skin nutrition for men and women. Please do check them out. I was so excited about my soapbox at the beginning of the show. I forgot to mention that, so sorry about that. But at least I got it in at the end here. So please do check them out. And until next week, as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
my